Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:45, quarter till 9, WWL First News Time, Tuesday, November 23rd, day 86 of the Ida recovery. I think the prosecution has either delivered or is in the process of delivering their final rebuttal in the trial of those three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Dane Cialino joins us now, our friend, professor of law at Loyola.
Morning,
how are you
Connor.
Doing, Dane? How are
good,
you?
Good.
Boy, a pretty controversial moment yesterday when the defense attorney brought up, I'll read exactly what she said. Turning Ahmaud Arbery into a victim after the choices that he made does not reflect the reality of what brought Ahmaud Arbery to Satilla Shores in his khaki shorts with no socks to cover his long, dirty toenails. I don't know, first of all, your thoughts on that remark made by the defense attorney. Apparently, she was trying to score points with the jury.
Yeah, I guess she was trying to make the point that he was not a jogger, as the prosecution has made him out to be, and that he was in the neighborhood for purposes of burglarizing some residences under construction. I guess that's the point, but it certainly seemed to offend the family members or the victim's family members for sure.
Is there any evidence at all that Ahmaud Arbery stole anything?
No, as I understand it, the only evidence is that there was video surveillance evidence that he was actually that morning in a house under construction. But when he was found after being shot, he didn't have anything stolen from any residences. He also was not armed. And, you know, that's what makes this case very different from the Rittenhouse case. And it's always, obviously we're doing it here and people are doing it on media outlets everywhere. Everyone wants to compare this case to the Rittenhouse case. And it's a very, very different case, as all self-defense cases are very different. And small differences can make a tremendous difference in the result. So, you know, of course, that's the Rittenhouse verdict was only a few days ago, so it makes sense to be comparing this to that. But it's hard to do that.
It seems like politically people tend to jump on one side or the other, but legally there's a ton of difference in these two cases, correct?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The only toehold these defendants really have is that there was a Georgia statute that's since been repealed that allowed citizens' arrests, and that they claim that they were making a citizen's arrest at the time or attempting to do so because they believed he was engaged in burglaries in the neighborhood and he was trying to run away from them. And under the statute, the Georgia statute as it existed at the time, that did make a citizen's arrest justified. But, you know, they've got some problems with that because they never mentioned anything about a citizen's arrest shortly after the shooting. It's something that appears to have come up after they consulted with lawyers. But on the other hand, this is a case where clearly the victim did grab the shotgun before he was shot. So, like so many cases of self-defense, there's ambiguity there. There's uncertainty as to who did what. But it is clear that, you know, the bad facts for the defendants are this man was unarmed. This man didn't have any evidence that he had stolen anything. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, those are bad facts for the defendants.
Let me take a quick break. We come back. I wonder about this citizen's arrest thing, and you mentioned it's since been repealed, because there's a fine line to me between that and false imprisonment or kidnapping. And from Ahmaud Arbery's standpoint, it may not have been the wise thing to do, but really, who is trying to defend themselves here? Because grabbing the barrel of a shotgun is not the smartest thing to do in the world, but if somebody pulls a shotgun on you and you think you're going to get shot, well, then maybe you're trying to defend yourself from a couple of people that have been following you and pull a gun on you, and you don't know what's going to happen. Because I think there is another side to this as well. And, of course, there's one side, the other side. There's the legalities of it. There's right and wrong. And then there's the jury. So we'll talk about all of that when we come back. 10 till 9, traffic now on WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL First News Time, Tuesday, November 23rd, 2 days before Thanksgiving. The jury should get the case, I think, today in the Ahmaud Arbery trial. Somebody texted in, Dane Cialino, our guest, professor of law at Loyola. How many white people walk through the construction site? I know I've done it, and that text says a couple of things. First of all, I used to do it. I don't anymore after this, but I would often walk into a construction site, and I think people have often done that in a neighborhood to see what was going on, how big the house was looking and so forth, and you know, where's the staircase going to be, what's this going to be, what's that going to be. That's not an uncommon thing, is it?
No, I certainly do it too.
Yeah.
There's, and it, you know, it technically may be trespassing, but it's something that's commonly done for sure.
And then when they said white, whoever texted this, how many white people walked? Race is a big part of this.
Well, it is, and there were one of the defendants supposedly used the N-word after shooting Mr. Aubrey. The pickup truck in which the two of the defendants were driving supposedly had an old Georgia vanity plate with the stars and bars on it. But the jury didn't hear that evidence. Yes, I mean, race is definitely a part of this. The media tried to make race a part of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. It was much harder to do there than it is here.
So when it comes to citizens' arrests, and what I said before the break about false imprisonment and kidnapping, boy, it seems to me like you're walking a fine line there between one or the other. And if some people decide that they're going to arrest me and point a gun at me, well, from my perspective, maybe I'm looking at that as kidnapping or an assault. So I guess the question is, who really was defending themselves here?
Yeah, really good question. And it's all just a matter of perspective. And it's and you ask a good question like that, and it does change your perspective on the way you evaluate this evidence. And that's why this jury is going to have a tough time doing it. It's a hard case. And, as we discussed yesterday about the Rittenhouse case, I didn't think that was a hard case. But this one certainly is. It's easy to see how this was not justified. The only thing that makes it, I think, a close case is the fact that there was that old, now repealed law on citizens' arrests. I mean, that was a law that had racist origins, that was about allowing slave owners to track down slaves or suspected slaves and arrest them. That's clear. And that was one of the reasons why Georgia repealed that law in the wake of this. So, this case has everything. It's got historical, racist statutes that underlie it. It's got everything. And it's going to be a tough case for this jury.
One of the 12 jurors is black. All it takes is one vote to hang the jury, correct? Because it's got to be a unanimous verdict. And it's got to be a unanimous verdict to convict as well? Yes.
To convict or to acquit.
To convict.
Yeah, anything else is going to be a hung jury, and this all gets done again.
And somebody texted in that we're missing a key piece of this, that things were being stolen, and people believe that Ahmaud Arbery had done it. That's not a key piece of evidence at all. That's got nothing to do with him. There's no evidence that he stole any of this, correct?
No, but it does matter from the perspective of the defendants, whether they reasonably believed that he was a criminal running from the scene. So it does matter. It does matter, but perhaps not that much.
All right. Thank you, Dane. I appreciate your time. Have a nice Thanksgiving. If we don't talk to you again, we'll be back in a flash here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.